You ever get that feeling, the walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating you? You crave some wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe in a spot all your own. Well, head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, streams, you name it. Search by acreage. You can search by location. You can search by the kind of hunting and fishing you're dreaming of. Land.com. It is where the adventure begins. There's nothing like snook hook sets at dawn or catching a tarpon in the moonlight. Find your next fishing trip made easy on fishingbooker.com and experience the magic of the Sunshine State or any other destination on your fishing bucket list. Book a blue water adventure in search of sailfish or go snapper fishing with the kids. With over 6,000 captains and trips to choose from, planning your next one just got a whole lot easier. Download the Fishing Booker app on the Google Play or App Store, or visit them online at fishingbooker.com to book your trip today.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
What's up, y'all? I'm KC.
And I'm Tyler. And this is another Big Buck Breakdown from the Element Podcast.
Brought to you by Exodus Trail Cameras.
All right, so now on the phone we have Mr. Whatever, Chris B., the realist. I don't know how to associate you, but you are a friend of ours. I'd say probably one of my best friends. And and because of that, you're going to tell me the coordinates of this particular buck that you've killed. But how's everything else going, man?
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's finally calming down a little bit. It was a crazy day afterwards.
How many texts did you get?
After shooting it, a lot. Like, just social media was going crazy too.
Yeah. I hate to be this guy that texts you and goes, congrats, and then is like, let's get on a podcast. Like, that's literally one of my least favorite things to do to people. So, like, I gave you a day, you know, I was like, congrats. And then the next day I was like, hey, can we get on the podcast for real though? Yeah.
No, it's no big deal. Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy, but it was totally fine.
Yeah.
You know, everything. It's cool. It's like the good kind of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that'll ever happen again, but.
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not to us, but to you.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. Yeah, I know. Actually, this particular piece that Chris hunted, I know it pretty well, and it does have a few good bucks around. So,
no, funny story is we hunted 4 days and only saw 4 deer.
Really?
Yeah.
It seemed like you just went in and killed it the first afternoon.
I did. Yeah. Oh, okay. But I was hunting with my girlfriend, Caitlin.
I got you.
And we stayed 3 extra days.
Yeah.
And then she actually killed on the fourth day.
On that note, I haven't seen much about you scouting Kansas, but I think I saw she had like a Kansas scout video from the spring.
Yeah,
did Caitlin scout this buck out for you and find it?
No. We're totally different spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally different.
That's all right, man. It's okay.
You can admit it.
I would admit it. Trust me.
My wife is like dead set on shooting this buck out from under me here local. So
yeah.
I told her this morning, I said, look, you haven't put any preparation into this thing. Like, you don't get a chance to shoot this deer with a rifle while I'm out here getting 35 yards from him with a bow and not getting shots, you know? So,
right.
That you just got to put them in their place sometimes, dude, just to let you know. Dude, tell us the story, though. This is the reason we had you on was to talk about how it went down.
I mean, the story's kind of short. Like, as you know, I mean, I hit you up back when we were applying for Kansas, and I was like a little confused on the applying process, and I knew that you guys hunt in Kansas, and you were like the first people that popped in my head. I was like, oh, well, I was asked, like, how do you apply? So that was step one. So I randomly applied to two units in Kansas with no prior knowledge of anything. And then about a week before driving out, well, then I was like, well, 11:15, like, I always hear great things about, like, the rut starting in Kansas, maybe like a week after the rest of the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, especially Michigan, we're a little bit up north and it's always good the first week in November. So Kansas is always better, you know, the second week. So anyways, I was like, okay, well, 11:15-ish, I'll plan on heading out to Kansas. Well, like, first week in November, I luckily shot two Michigan bucks with my bow, so I was done in Michigan. So I actually got to head out, like, 2 days earlier than what I was thinking. So I literally just looked on HuntWise and dropped a couple pins, maybe, like, 10 pins on pieces, and found a town that we could call our home base. And we left 11:15, so November 15th at, like, 5 or 6 a.m., drove out there, and I was in a tree by, let's see, like 11:30.
You better stop doing this math. People are gonna figure it out, dude. No,
I mean, dude, whatever. I mean, there's so much. It's just there's so much. Like, it just doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like,
whether we're hunting public land like Chris is here, or we're on our own little homestead in East Texas, Exodus Trail Cameras are our go-to. They have a ton of great products, and a ton of them are on sale right now for Black Friday on their website, like the Trek, solar chargers, even the Render, which is their cell phone camera. And get this, if the Render's not in stock, they're extending the Black Friday pricing until that camera comes back in stock. So go check out Exodus Outdoor Gear, and be sure and sign up for the newsletter so that you'll be notified when there's new deals coming up.
But anyways, at like noon, I saw the buck I ended up shooting. So a half hour in the stand, no prior knowledge, no nothing. I saw him like full zombie mode about 200 yards away, just walking in a straight line, like zombie mode, mouth wide open, looking for does.
Gosh.
And it was like 30 mile an hour winds at this point. So like no way to rattle at him, grunt at him. Like I tried, like obviously, but there was no, you know, he was not hearing anything. So anyways, he went up over the hill. And so I was pretty tired. So I like took a nap in the tree. Like, the wind was blowing like crazy because I knew nothing was going to be moving. Well, then it like finally calmed down at like 4 o'clock, finally like calmed way, way down. Like kind of like a spooky quiet. So then I rattled. Nothing showed up. It was about 10, 15 minutes after that, and it got, like, even more quiet. Like, freaking, you could hear a mouse underneath you, like, running around. Mm. So I just grunted 3 times. Just like a brr, 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 just kind of, like, very casual, and then put the grunt call away. And then, like, 30 seconds later, I looked behind me. Kind of, I was in a saddle, and it was kind of a weird tree. Because there's no good trees in the whole state of Kansas. And I looked around behind me, and it was just like, poof, there he was, like 150 yards away, coming like straight to me, like pretty much straight on a beeline. And I knew like he heard me, he either heard the rattling and was just taking a while to come in, or heard my grunts and was coming in. But I just grabbed my bow and the camera and just got ready, and he kind of did a little bit of a C, and there was this old cattle trail that kind of was set up on, that was 20 yards, perfect shot right there. And he got on that cattle trail. And once he got on that, I was like, all right, he's just coming like right to me. And he pretty much never stopped walking. I think he stopped walking once. And then he heard me kind of like starting to get my bow drawn back a little bit and hesitated for a second. And then he just kept walking, and I stopped him at 21 yards and shot him double long, and he ran to 150 and bled out the mouth and fell over.
Golly, man. That's too cool. Yeah. So were you in the stand alone? Were you self-filming?
Yeah, self-filming.
Yeah. What do you think about the self-filming game out of a saddle?
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's definitely a little bit more challenging because you have the bridge and the rope in front of you. So you kind of got to like pick one side or the other to do the majority of shooting, and you know, you're not 360 at that point. If you're solo filming out of saddle, you're not planning on like shooting 360. So I set the camera up like on my left side and then kind of stretch my prime shots to like right behind me. And then like kind of like right over the camera.
One of the things that you find yourself doing a lot of times when you're hunting public land or thick private land is that you'll end up clipping on with your release, taking your release off, moving around, readjusting, re-clipping your release. And man, sometimes you got to have a really specific tool to be able to do that. Cobra Archery has so many different types of releases. They have the handheld type with a thumb release. They have a dual caliper. They have a hook. There's all different varieties that you can use and be comfortable with. I personally like the hook style. Tyler has a dual caliper one. There's a new version of the Maverick that's like a pinch on that's really sweet. We've kind of been experimenting with that. So go check out CobraArchery.com and see which type of release will be right for you.
How do you feel about, do you feel like this is something that you can, like, your scouting prowess has led you into, or like how much luck is involved here? Like,
like 90% luck.
You think like this is just something that happens every once in a while when you're in a big buck state, but this this isn't a spot that you would necessarily be like, how do you feel? Like, do you think I need to go back to this spot every single year because that can happen again every year here? Or is that something that can happen in other places that you had scouted out?
No, I think this was just I think this was a total freak thing that I had no control over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just supposed to happen. It was meant to happen. Just one of those things where it was like everything worked so well that it was just so out of my control. So, to answer your question, yeah, I think there's when you're in a big buck state like Kansas, Iowa, you know, all the sleeper states, when it comes down to it, there's just big bucks around. So eventually one's going to like mess up and come right in.
Yeah.
You know, because we hunted that same piece and only saw two other bucks for the next 3 days.
Golly.
So it was a total freak thing.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, tell us about that buck, man, because I've looked at his pictures and stuff, and he is straight up just a freak nasty.
Yeah, so he's like pretty much a dream buck for sure. He had 24-inch main beams. Both his G2s were 13 inches. He had 24 inches in trash.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Yeah, so the trash is what helped a lot. All of his mass measurements but one were over 5 inches.
Yeah, woo! Toad daddy.
Yeah, so he was... What I put a tape on him, he was 187.
Man.
You pretty much nailed
I
that.
I said high 180s. Yeah. I was like, you know, this always happens because we did a little bit too, but I saw your post about, like, what do y'all think he scores or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And guys were, like, in the 200s, and I was like, man, that is a giant. But, I mean, not to belittle the deer at all, you know, but it's just like, man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying, right?
So,
like,
I mean, it takes a lot to get a deer 200.
It does.
So if you know, being super picky, if he was like a clean, if he was a 10 instead of a 9, and then his fours were, you know, 8-inch fours, then he would have been 200.
Yeah.
But he's a mainframe 9 with only a 4-inch ninth point.
He's a slob of a public land buck, you know, is what it is, you know, like, goodness gracious alive. It's unbelievable.
He's a shooter. He's a shooter pretty much everywhere.
He's a freak out pretty much everywhere. For me.
No doubt.
And what's nuts is all those trash points, man, or whatever you want to call them, like that adds up, you know. Like, how old do you think he is? Do you think a deer has to get pretty old to start adding that kind of stuff?
I don't know. Like, he didn't have a huge body on him.
Yeah.
Like, on the hoof, I would not be surprised if he was, like, 180, 190. Definitely not over 200 pounds.
Really?
But that's, you know, 2-3 weeks into the rut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He really could have been run down.
Yeah, it sounds like he's already doing that.
Yeah, he had tons of battle wounds. So he had, like, a couple puncture wounds in the back of his head. His eye was gouged out. It still had his eye and it functional, but it was like pussed over and closed shut.
Ooh, man.
He was mature. I don't know if he was 4 or 5 or 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I think he was 4 or 5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's I've known some other Michiganders who call mature bucks 2-year-olds, so it's good to see where you're at on that.
Yeah, I mean, I shot a 2-year-old in Michigan this year, and that was the biggest one I saw.
Oh, I'm going to smoke a 2-year-old if I get a chance in Texas, man. It's going down. Yeah.
My standards are situational.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We were gunning for 1-year-olds in South Dakota this year when we were up there. You know, it's like, let's just shoot a deer.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's what's maybe there's like some payback there. Like if your standards are low, every once in a while you get to hit the real top end of it or something. You know, kind of like.
Yes, if that's the case, the next spike is dead.
There you go. Oh man, well, that's an awesome story. Did you say Caitlin actually shot one?
Yeah, she shot a nice 8, probably like a 3-year-old, 125, 130-inch 8.
Nice. We might have to have her on too, man.
Yeah, that was cool. I was in the tree with her filming.
Oh, that's cool.
Sick.
It came by just running a doe hard. Like, they were both just painting and chased it right by, and it all worked out. Got on film. So.
That's cool. Who was the first person you sent the BBD text to?
The first person? Well, I called Caitlin, I called my dad, and then I called Cooper.
Nice.
Dang. It's pretty good order. I like it. It's cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, congrats on that, dude. And thanks for hopping on. I know you're busy and telling us the story.
No worries.
So when's the video release happening, man?
So a little snippet of it is actually going to be in a Matthews piece coming out probably once you guys upload this, it'll already be out. So it's either today or tomorrow.
Nice.
That's why I've been kind of going crazy to try to get that turned around and in that. But the actual full hunt will probably be a month or so.
Yeah.
Because I have Western Tour and 40 other videos to get done.
Oh,
that's cool. Storm in life.
Yeah. You worked that out real good with the release of the V3 or whatever it is with killing that big buck, man. Yeah. That worked out well.
Thanks. Yeah, that was timed out. Yeah. Released him from the cage in the corner, and he came walking out.
Perfect.
Carrot exactly. In front of him.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, dude. What's the best way? People just search Chris B on YouTube and find your channel. Mm-hmm. Everything. Yeah, it's a good channel, man. I know I've talked about it several times every time you come on, so I won't go too far into this, but it's a good channel. It's worth going and checking out if you're listening. Chris, thanks for coming on, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Man, what an awesome story about a big buck. Guys, we want to say a big thanks to Exodus Trail Cameras and Cobra Archery for being a part of this Big Buck Breakdown.
For sure, man. And also, if you want to check out what we do on a daily basis, maybe even see some of these big bucks, go to Instagram and follow us at The Element Wild. And then also subscribe on YouTube to keep up with what we're doing throughout the season. And subscribe on the podcast. And remember, this is your element.
Live in it.
Cause a lot of frustration. Brothers, let's forgive and forget.
You ever get that feeling? The walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating you? You crave some wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe in a spot all your own. Well, head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, streams, you name it. Search by acreage. You can search by location. You can search by the kind of hunting and fishing you're dreaming of. Land.com. It is where the adventure begins. Hey, we're going to take a little break here and talk about Interstate batteries. Now, if you're like me, enjoying the great outdoors, you need gear that is as reliable as it gets. That's why I power my adventures with Interstate batteries. I use Interstate batteries in my boats. I use Interstate batteries in my camper. Great for your truck, too. From Alaska to Montana, they're outrageously dependable. Battery is essential. With over 150,000 dealer locations, finding one is easy. For all your vehicles, land or sea, choose Interstate. Head to interstatebatteries.com and find your power today.